There is a new plan to redevelop the old Pogues garage at the corner of 4th and Race in downtown Cincinnati. The details were worked out over the weekend, and the full city council will vote on the deal Wednesday. I'm Jay Hanselman for 91.7 WVXU. Last November, Cincinnati City Council approved a proposal with Indianapolis-based Flaherty & Collins for an $80 million project at 4th and Race, which included a 30-story tower with 300 apartments, a 950-space parking garage, and a grocery store. The city would have provided $12 million for the project. When Mayor John Cranley took office, he asked the deal be renegotiated because he said the city was investing too much money in the development.
I want to see development. I want to see Flaherty & Collins here. I want to see beautiful high-rises, but I don't want to overpay for any of it. And we have a limited number of dollars to spread around a lot of projects, and we're able to save $6.5 million to the taxpayer and keep a garage in the taxpayer's hands. The taxpayers are going to do better under this kind of more responsible leadership.
The new proposal involves 3CDC, and that development team will build and operate a 925-space parking garage with 25,000 square feet of street-level retail space. Flaherty & Collins is still involved, and it will construct an 8-story, 208-unit apartment building on top of the garage. Cranley thanked that firm for cooperating and changing the deal.
And they were making a deal in the previous administration under one set of terms, and now we're dealing with another set with different objectives. And our objectives were to save as much money as possible because we want to be good stewards and to spread scarce dollars around as effectively and efficiently as possible.
The city will provide a $5.5 million grant to Flaherty & Collins for the apartments and a $4 million loan to 3CDC for the parking garage. The city will have long-term leases for the air lots in which the garage and apartments will be built. There's also a 30-year property tax abatement for the residential portion. David Flaherty says the apartments will be high-end units with monthly rents ranging from $1,400 to $2,500.
And what we're going to do is we're going to bring people to downtown Cincinnati that chances are they don't live here now. In our experience in doing these types of developments, they come from outside the city. And they come in and they have good incomes. The incomes will be around $100,000 on average. We're talking about bringing 300 people into downtown.
Officials say the project, including demolition of the existing parking garage, will take about 2 years to complete. No start date was announced because design work is not yet complete. 3CDC is also responsible for relocating the Paragon Salon and Day Spa now located in the building. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.